I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine
as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless.
Get your head out of the cloud.
Talk to your kid about vaping.
Visit talkaboutvaping.org.
That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We are in awe of ambient and electronica in this episode of the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford. We began that set with the debut single by the ambient electronic house group The Orb. That song was originally released in 1989 and ended up getting changed in a couple of ways to deal with copyright issues. It was originally known as Lovin' You and used samples of Minnie Riperton singing exactly that from her hit song, Lovin' You. But Riperton's management didn't like that, so they got somebody else to sing it, and they changed the title to a huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the ultra world. They've mixed up a bunch of different versions of that. This was the 8-minute, 11-second version from UF Off. And then we heard from Brian Eno in The Lost Day from his perfect album, Ambient 4, On Land. At this point, I've listened to that track, The Lost Day, thousands of times. It's been one of the most effective tracks to play on repeat to block out distracting sounds like airplanes and construction noises and leaf blowers. But, of course, there's only so much of that you can do before it has a kind of oral tedium. And then we heard from Wendy Carlos and Aurora Borealis. Our ambiance right now is coming from Irv Tybell's Environments 8, released in 1977. This is a wood-masted sailboat. For me personally, feelings of awe can be invoked by looking at pictures of the Wright brothers in their air with one of their flyers. I think when most people look at photos from decades ago, they think of them as being old-timey, and that's natural. But I began to take a different approach after browsing some of the magnificent color enhancements people have made to older black and white photos, and also learning about the history of technology, especially technology in the last 300 years or so. At the turn of the century, the 19th into the 20th, people rightfully believed that they were at the cutting edge and that the technology they had then was absolutely incredible. And it was. The railroads and the telegraphs connected the world like never before, and radio brought an internet-like revolution to communications. When I see a photo of one of the Wright brothers flying, not the first flight in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, but later on, the ones from 1905 or 1907 or 1908, where they're really up in the air, I envision myself being there in that photo, standing in the ground, looking up in awe. It's like, wow, they really did it. That's a motorized machine that Wilbur and Orville Wright built, and it's flying. That's what the people were thinking then. Another thing that invokes awe in me is knowing what subsequently happened to some of the pieces of the original Wright Flyer that they first flew in 1903 at Kitty Hawk. Neil Armstrong took some small fabric and wood pieces of that with him to the moon and back in 1969. And then there's also a small swatch of the fabric on NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter. So 66 years after the first powered flight, a piece of that Wright brothers creation went to the moon and back. And then some 120 years later, another piece of that first plane goes to Mars as a passenger on the first powered aircraft flight on another planet. Truly awesome. Great job, Wilbur and Orville. Those guys were real American heroes. But in case you didn't know it, Wilbur, the older brother, by 4 years, actually had a very tragic life. He died, aged only 45, officially of typhoid fever. But what really did him in was the incredible stress of advancing his ideas, running a company, manufacturing planes, battling with people who were trying to steal their ideas. Wilbur Wright was an editor, a retailer, a manufacturer, an inventor, a test pilot, but there's only so much that a human being can do, and it really took a toll on his health. His younger brother, Orville, lived to be 76, and when he died in 1948, he had certainly witnessed all the ways their invention had advanced and the impact it had on the world. As it all unfolded back then, who exactly was the first human to achieve powered flight was very contentious. But as others have said, a barn door will fly if you apply enough force. What the Wright brothers invented was controlled flight, being able to turn and steer, making the plane go where you want. Getting up in the air is easy, relatively. The hard part is coming safely down. Oh, we've got one last set for you. And it's gonna include what's my favorite orb track ever. It's called Earth Gaia. And I just love the science fiction movie clips in that sound collage. But first, we're gonna start with this real short 62-second ambient piece from Moby. Here's 7 from his Perfect Play album.
Thank you. also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, which I have given them, your God. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt.
Azerbaijano comunista tardia. Jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Yeah. engines on. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and we have been in awe of ambient and electronica. We began that final set with Moby and Seven from his Perfect Play album. Every single track on that album was licensed commercially for use in advertisements and the like, but I don't think that should detract from it in any way. Perhaps the most non-commercial, ultra-commercial album ever. And then, my favorite sound collage from the Orb, Earth, Gaia, from their album, The Orb's Adventures Beyond the Ultraworld. And then, a really deep cut from AC/DC. That was Brain Shake from Flick of the Switch. Our ambiance right now was recorded and produced by Irv Tybell. This is Dusk at New Hope, Pennsylvania, which he released on his Environments 3 album in 1971. Meanwhile, don't touch that dial, because coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s for you here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.